I don't know about you, but I've often wanted to take a trip. And I thought about going all, you know, to some places around the world that are famous for music. Like, for example, I've often wanted to hear a true, authentic bagpipe band. Boy, that's exciting. Doesn't that thrill you to even think about it, though? Out of tune, but great. And I've often thought I'd like to go to Germany and take in one of those street bands that they are famous for. They, you know, the old slippery slide trombone, you know. I'd like to go to Spain, where music is exciting. I'd like to go to Africa, the special kind of music that comes from Africa. I'd like to go to Israel. Not now, but I'd like to go sometime. I'd like to go to Hong Kong and China. I'd like to go to India. I'd like to go to Austria. Well, there are a lot of places across the country where, or across the world, where music has its own particular stamp. And we thought maybe we'd take you on a little trip tonight. Now, if we go someplace that you especially like, just enjoy yourself, because that's what it's all about. I wrote a little song that kind of ties it all together. It's called "The World Is Yours." And with your permission, let's just take a little trip. Fasten your seat belts and everybody sit back now, and coffee, tea, and milk will be around a little later. And we're all set, ready to go. The world is yours. Africa, India, Turkey, Great Britain, the world is yours. Idaho, Mexico, Utah, and Michigan, the world is yours. On a football team, in business at home. From the will of God, don't let yours grow. Trust God to guide you, He'll stay there beside you. The world is yours. Conquering sin, He will help you to win. The world is yours. Don't you let Him down. Don't cause Him to frown. In His strength you'll abound. The world is yours.
Russia. They say an iron curtain keeps its people in and their free world out. But as was true in the early days of Christianity, persecution and oppression could not possibly silence the vibrance of God. There is no iron curtain or any barrier strong enough to keep off the gospel. Christian radio is finding listening ears and opening hearts behind that curtain.
Right down the corner,
hey,
where you are,
hey,
right down the corner,
hey,
far from harbor, you may guide across the bar.
Hey.
Right down the corner where you are.
Hey.
Highlanders and Lowlanders, these are words that have become synonymous with an unusual group of people occupying the northern third of the island of Great Britain. The Church of Scotland still performs its cultural functions among the people, but a small minority find few answers to their spiritual needs. Billy Graham crusades have met with tremendous response here. There is a hunger for God. But if from thence shalt thou seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if thou seek Him with all thy heart. Scotland could awaken.
Supreme.
This is the land that could feel the impact and the excitement of the gospel.
Jesus loves a little children.
Wants to come in your heart and live.
Wants to come in your heart and live.
Wants to come in your heart and
leave. Center of the mainstream of history is the story of the land of Israel. Theirs is a story filled with trial and with persecution, and yet with a glory that surpasses all other nations. Scattered to the four corners of the world for more than 2,000 years, in 1948, they reunited as a nation. Now all the world watches on as the people of Israel, God's chosen people, join to recognize their Messiah.
Land of rice paddies, too many people. We missed in China. And now with the advent of the hydrogen bomb, the whole world sits in fear. Only God knows if we can ever make it in China.
Austria, that very beautiful country nestled in the mountains, cut off from the Western civilization, and perhaps reluctant to accept our Western civilization's modes and methods of evangelism. There is a way that we can still reach Austria. Austria has a specialty, and it's not only her specialty, but it's the universal language, and that to her is the language of music.
Much less appreciate the wondrous, sprawling, and elusive country that is India. There is no doubt that the Indian people are very religious, and yet it is fast becoming a closed door to the Christian missionary. Doctors and technicians, farmers and educators could take the message in. Or a young Indian student, befriended and led to Christ here in the United States, could well take the message of the Good News home.
Economic countries in the world, arising from the shatters and the tatters of the war, now receptive to new ideas and new things. Youth for Christ reports a tremendous awakening among young people in the land of Germany. Maybe music will be the way to reach them.
Africa, India, Turkey, Great Britain, the world is yours. shore. Idaho, Mexico, Utah, and Michigan, the world is yours. Won't you let him down? Don't cause him to cry. In his strength he'll abide. The world is yours. In his strength he'll abide.
Something we cooked up in our spare time. It's called The World Is Yours.